This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. A spokeswoman for Britain's National Health Service said health workers are preparing to reopen London's so-called Nightingale hospitals should the need arise. According to Reuters news agency, the temporary Nightingale hospitals were set up by the military in locations around the city and have remained on standby after receiving little use during the first wave of the coronavirus. On Friday, Britain recorded more than 53,000 new cases of COVID-19. It's the fourth day in a row that new infections have surpassed 50,000. That's about double the daily number from only a few weeks ago. British health officials say the spike in new cases is the result of the new variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in Britain. It is considered more contagious than the previous strains. The new strain has led to renewed lockdowns in Britain, as well as global restrictions on travelers from Britain. The New York Times reported Friday that 33 countries have now detected the new coronavirus variant, and more than 40 countries have barred travelers arriving from Britain. In the United States, coronavirus cases crossed the 20 million mark on Friday as officials sought to speed up vaccinations. The more infectious variant surfaced in Colorado, California, and Florida. The U.S. has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 fatalities since late November, with 78,000 lives lost in December. A total of 345,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. This is VOA News.